started with our workshop. And at this time, I'll ask our engineer Jose Pastrano to give us a lead in. Please, sir.
All right. Well, first of all, the state of Texas has been into energy conservation for quite a few years. If you recall, several years back, we did a major rehab of the lighting retrofit, or the lighting in most of our facilities, some water conservation issues that have realized in the order of $300,000 to $400,000 per year in savings if you calculate it based on the original cost of energy, which is the premise under which we engaged, well, we went into the projects with. Eventually, the fuel costs went up so much that our savings are almost twice that amount, almost twice the predicted amount. And if prices continue to rise, then you can imagine our energy bills in the future. With that in mind, the state has put an extra effort or a bigger push into energy conservation, the latest initiative being Senate Bill 12, which requires each and every community, including counties, to reduce energy consumption by 5% per year over the next 5 years. With the initiatives that we put in place several years back, we are in fact achieving those savings now, but that doesn't mean we will meet the five-year target either. Although it is not a mandatory issue, something that can be enforced, it is a target that the state has set for all of us. Okay, some of the energy conservation initiatives that we can engage into, you have a color brochure there, second page, is water and wastewater issues, which most of us tend to ignore. But if you imagine for every gallon of water that you use, you get charged for a gallon of sewage. Every gallon saved is double the savings, if you will. Exterior lighting, traffic lighting, transportation, public development. Employee behavior is a big issue that we could address that would reduce our energy usage. Just flipping off that switch could be significant to us, much more so in the future as prices go up. Projects that we're looking at as possibilities here now, it's window replacement in this courthouse. The windows that we're putting in will be described by Mr. Moorhead in just a sec. But other projects that we're considering right now is duct system improvements in the courthouse. We have a lot of hard breaks in the duct system. Some places where there's some blockages. All of that requires a whole lot of energy to try to push through. Every U-turn or every left turn or right turn in the duct system is a dollar figure, if you will. Some of the other things we want to look at and consider right now, I'm throwing this out because it's going to be discussed by Mr. Moorhead, is soft start motors, variable speed motors, chillers and boilers that are old and need to be replaced anyway, pumps, motors, and controls. Those are all good targets. Now, there's a couple of ways out there that are standing in front of us and are good opportunities for us to fund energy conservation or energy conservation projects. One is, if you look at the last page, they're kind of out of order, is the Energy Efficiency and Conservation Block Grant Program. Currently, Texas has gotten $45 million. To be dedicated to counties that are below a certain size and cities that are below a certain size. Jefferson County falls into that group. So we would have to draw our funding out of the $45 million. And we have to go through the State Energy Conservation Office to apply for that money if we want to use the block grant program. Now, that means $45 million spread out throughout the state of Texas, which means our chances are probably minimal of obtaining a significant grant from that pool. The next place, if you go back three pages, is the Lone Star Program. The Lone Star Program is a revolving program. It's administered by the State Energy Conservation Office. And it offers low-interest loans for retrofits and new construction. It is a revolving program in nature, which means that they turn that money right around and reinvest it the following year. As they get paid back, they loan it back out to you. So, and with the interest that they've been earning, not only in the banks where they store it, plus the interest that they charge us, the borrowers, that fund grows every year. Now, the current interest rate is 3%. There's discussion that it is going to drop to as low as 0%, but that hasn't happened yet. But 3%.
But it can't go up.
No, it cannot go up. Counties, including Jefferson County or cities, are not required to start paying the loans back if we borrow money until the last part of all the projects under that grant or that funding mechanism is complete. So in theory, you could start earning benefits from the savings year one, but complete your projects in year two or three, and you're not paying anything back during that time frame. So, and you will be making more than 3%, or your savings will be more than 3%, so in essence, you'll be making money during that time frame. You are required to sign a contract with the State Energy Conservation Office, pretty much like we did 4 or 5 years ago. And that says, we'll loan you the money, and you pay us back at this interest rate, whatever the interest rate is at the time. Right now, it's 3%. There are some steps that we have to consider, that we have to take. One is a preliminary energy audit, which can be done free by the State Energy Conservation Office. All we have to do is request it. The second part is a detailed energy audit. That's going to cost money. And whether we hire somebody directly or the State Energy Conservation Office hires somebody for us, it eventually gets thrown into the total amount of money that we expend. Most people say, well, if you have a chiller to replace and the payback period is 15 years and the Lone Star program requires a 10-year payback, you can't fund it. Well, that's not the case. You can combine it with other stuff like lighting retrofits that have a 2 or 3 year payback, and combine the project then will have a lower payback period. And that's the way to get things done that would ordinarily not be fundable through the Lone Star program, and combine it, basically pull it together. Now, we have an opportunity to do some projects here, and that's why Mr. Moorhead is here. And he'll take it from here, and, unless you have some questions right now about, in general, about the CECO, the State Energy Conservation Office program, which is the Lone Star program.
I'd just like to make a few comments. The reason we're even considering this is that Jose attended a meeting locally that was provided by the state office, and they talked about these different programs, coincident with us already approving a contract to have the windows and the masonry work done on floors 5 through 14, or 8 through 14, through a contract that was had been negotiated. And prior to actually letting that contract go or having given them the okay to start, this kind of came out of the blue, and I said, well, let's put the brakes on this. Let's evaluate our opportunity for this loan since it is low interest. And talking to Mr. Patrick there, he said that this was pretty darn cheap money, and it had a lot of potential to allow us to do a lot more work with the money we have already allocated and budgeted for this project, and then possibly qualify for this loan, and we could do the entire remaining construction on the outside of this courthouse and get it dried in for preservation purposes. It would possibly potentially allow us to go ahead and get all the windows replaced from the top to the bottom, as well as the masonry work done within the next year and a half to 2 years, instead of looking at about a 4 or 5 year project. And so anyway, that being said, we called Mr. Moorhead and kind of told him what we'd like to pursue and see if we do qualify, and if this loan makes sense for us. It would be more economical, cheaper for the taxpayers, get the job done quicker. But we wanted to evaluate it before we went any further with the contract to start on the upper floors. So with that, that kind of brings everybody up to speed on what we've been doing for the last couple of weeks to put this, letting this contract postpone for a few weeks until we evaluate this opportunity. So I guess we're ready for Gerald to give his opinion. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
To Mr. Moorhead with Bailey and Architects, who's been in charge of the this project from the beginning. Thanks for coming over, Gerald.
Thank you, Commissioner and Judge. Well, the answer is yes and no. There's another page that I left with you all, and I apologize that my type is a little bit smaller than Jose's, but the numbers are bigger. So what we have done on these several pages is look at how the cost of primarily the window restoration work of the courthouse would balance out with the required payback time for the Lone Star loan program. We've been in touch with one of our engineering consultants who is one of the auditors for SECO, or S-E-C-O. They also perform these audits as well as check the audits that are done by others. So I think they have a pretty good insight into how the program works and the kinds of values that they are seeing for different kinds of work. On the first page of the handout are some figures that look at the project that we have in front of us today for the windows and masonry work for floors 5 through 14. On the far right-hand column are the figures for the window work only, which is what we think would be applicable to the energy savings program. Basically, the energy savings on the masonry work is negligible because we're not changing the masonry wall system. However, on the windows, we are putting in insulated glass in the lower floors to replace windows that are failing and have been for several years. And we're also improving the glass on the upper floors, which used to be the jail. Unfortunately, if you look down at the bottom, the little formula that they give us, where the loan amount that you request divided by the annual energy savings equals the simple payback over 10 years. If we plug in the values of the cost of the window restoration at about $1.4 million, our engineers advise us that the types of window work that we're looking at can be about $1 per square foot per year in energy savings. So when you work through the formula, unfortunately, that comes with 34-year payback. So that does not meet the requirements of this program. If we look at the next page, what we might call phase three, which is the lower portion of the building, where there are significantly more windows involved, again, going through the formula, we get a nearly a 17-year payback. So we're still not in the term that the loan requires. And we understood that as well from talking with the engineer and some others with some experience in this program, that windows by themselves are probably not going to be enough savings, energy savings value to work into this 10-year period. When you think about it, windows are really several generations away from the real energy expense. Windows will save you on lighting expense, they'll save you on air conditioning expense, and those really are the items where the best savings can be achieved. Currently in the restoration program, air conditioning and lighting work is maybe a year or two away. First of all, because there'd be so much engineering involved to get these systems designed to rebuild into the structure and all the interior finishes that are affected by that work. We estimate that would be about another $6.5 million to do the air conditioning and lighting portions of the restoration, which probably would have a better return under this program. However, there is a possible middle ground that would let us proceed with the exterior work on the courthouse, and that might be bringing in some other county buildings that do require lighting and air conditioning work, and to use their energy costs to offset the costs that we're not quite getting with the windows. Either way, weatherproofing the exterior of this building is still, I think, our primary concern, because that really is the source of so many other issues in the structure, whether it's the termites that we see in the walls, the difficulty in humidity control, and the air conditioning system itself. And again, I think our qualification about jumping into air conditioning work or some remedial air conditioning work on this building is that most of the systems here are at least 30 years old. There's bits and pieces that are a bit newer, but everything is largely original to the 1980 remodeling. So frankly, I don't think we would advise to put too much money into that system, knowing that 3-4 years away, they really do need to be completely replaced. So again, I think our approach to being able to apply for a Lone Star loan this year would be to bring in some other county facilities where we can get a higher rate of return with lighting or air conditioning than we can get on this building with windows at this stage.
Which brings to mind, Jose, pretty much when you say that we're doing a weatherproofing pretty much on the sub-courthouse, what does that put us in enhancing this project? I mean, whoever has the answer on that.
Are there lighting and...
If you're talking about doing other county buildings, I mean, I know we have other facilities that we're... But I'm talking about as far as historical buildings, and we're already doing the weatherproof, where we approve some weatherproofing.
Yes, sir. The weatherproofing is strictly a repair.
Okay.
It is not intended to upgrade the air conditioning or any portion of the cooling capability or the ability to maintain cool or heat temperatures inside the building. It's strictly a repair to restore what was there prior to the storm.
Let me ask a question. I know that the Lone Star program is there, but you got $45 million in grants. I believe in going after any free money, and since it's not feasible from that direction, I think we need to look at going after the free money at least, because then it gives us an opportunity.
It is possible to go after it, and that's why I put it on there. Chances of us getting it seem small, because we have to spread, where it's spread so thinly, and we don't know the full application process yet. That money has just been set aside, if you will. I don't know that the State Energy Conservation Office has even received it yet.
No.
And the procedure right now is anticipated that it'll be a first-come, first-served basis, but that hasn't been solidified. It is a competitive process, so I anticipate that there'll be some sort of standard set that says we're going to receive and evaluate applications first.
We have somebody around that we know that have dealt with this before, have been successful at it, or have we done the research? Because my thing is, at least we need to go after it.
This grant is brand new. It was just instituted recently. But the Lone Star program is not new.
I know. We have already gone through that. Right, Mr. Patrick?
The process for the loan is a preliminary energy estimate with a rough number that you put in tomorrow. and that kind of holds your place in line, and then you go through the other steps. I understand there's about a 120-day period for them to both to get in a final audit and for the state to review and award those loans. And as Jose said, the block grant, the $45 million block grant, we were in a phone conference end of last week with the state about that in particular, and they don't even know yet. The Department of Energy apparently has not approved the various states' applications, and it's not expected until this fall sometime.
You know, excuse me, you know, Jose, there have been a study we started, and we may have something already, I don't know. But I remember we sanctioned a group to go out there and look at Ford Park because that was where a large amount of money was being spent.
Yes, sir. The Ford Park detailed audit, if you will, is about 60% complete. It was never completed. And just last week, I met with that consultant and urged him that, because we haven't paid him a penny, and we were about to close out his contract, and urged him, if you're going to get paid, you got to finish up the project, because he submitted a report, but it was incomplete, and that's where we are with it. But there are some anticipated savings at Ford Park based on that report, and we would want to take advantage of those savings if it meets the criteria for the Lone Star program.
Well, and especially if there are some aspects to that work that can get us a better savings quotient that can apply somewhat and bring down the value on this building.
Since I'm a long way away from understanding everything I know about this, what are the potential negatives of pursuing this?
The loan program?
Yes, sir.
Negatives. Well, they can raise the rate.
Oh, they can raise the rate?
Once you lock once you sign your contract.
Once you have your rate, it's set. But it really is hard to think of anything negative, Judge. It is a very... it's a pretty good program that's been around for a long time. As Jose said, it is self-funding and renewable. We can go for it several times.
Right.
And frankly, as we get into more of the interior portions of this project, more and more of it will be directly applicable to this without having to get the crutches of some other building to help us along.
Well, I assume we need court action to pursue.
Right now, it was the goal was to inform you of the program and the fact that a project that has already been in front of the court for approval could potentially be delayed if we take advantage of the Lone Star program or the block grant program. We would have to delay the actual award of that project. Is that correct, Commissioner?
Well, that was the original thought process. If we could prove in the payback period with either the current project that's already been designed and bid out, that and if it was worthwhile to save taxpayer money, that would go forward with the loan process. But based on this information that Gerald's provided, I don't see that that's the situation with just talking about the window restoration in this building. So unless we've got some pretty quick action that can be taken on identifying other buildings that we could wrap into this and apply for one large amount of money on a grant, I mean on the loan program, then I would say we probably just need to pursue the grant program instead of the loan at this time and wait for the loan at a later date.
There is, the commissioner brought it up, but it was something that we've looked at, and I forwarded a copy to Mr. Moorhead. It is in fact the analysis of Ford Park. There were some predicted savings there of in the order of $280,000 per year, and if those prove out to be anywhere close to true, they could significantly improve our payback period. That's the reason why I sent it to him to consider, But that was late last week, and he hasn't had a chance to really assess the benefit of including Ford Park in there.
There was potential $285 a year?
Yes.
I believe it was. Yes,
and Commissioner, that was a partial review. That wasn't a total review, because I understand there's quite a number of other things that could be looked at out there.
Well, there'll be some cost associated with offsetting that savings, though, that you'll have to add into this as well, right?
I'm sorry?
I mean, to get those savings, there's some cost involved that'll have to go toward the...
There is the cost of the improvements that would be necessary to be made at Ford Park in order to achieve these savings is approximately $990,000.
But that's a pretty significant payback. It's, you know,
we have I believe it was 2.8 year payback on that.
So just doing the simple math, plugging that into what we have on the windows, Mr. Auditor, what would that come up to be? Would have a, let's see.
Well, we would have to reconfigure that basic formula that Mr. Moorhead has.
Yeah, that's what I was looking at, though, to see if they could come into it.
We'd have to convert his number really to
a dollar per square foot.
Dollar per square foot per year. But that should...
3.084 to say, and add another million to that, so that makes your denominator... Yeah, 4.084 divided by,
I don't think that...
Well, what is your, 285,000, that's...
What Ford Park's going to throw into it, this is the square foot of that part of the building. That'll go huge.
We have $150,000.
Signal engineering, wasn't it? In cooperation with NEM.
We need to compare the numbers. It might even be possible to get both the upper and the lower portion of this building using Ford Park as the drawdown quantity. Frankly, Commissioners, we need
you
to...
You say take the upper, well, I'm sorry, say again, the upper floors and throw Ford Park into it? Leave the lower floors out?
At least. It looks like it might at least balance that, but I think we need to get the Ford Park numbers converted to a dollar or cost per square foot per year.
Okay.
And put it into this little formula. It may even be possible to get both portions of the building. In other words, the entire exterior of the courthouse, and all you'd be paying for kind of unattached is the masonry work where the windows is offset.
Well, I think it's worth pursuing if it comes out to where it's...
Definitely.
I'll ask the auditor, 3% money, though, is that pretty lucrative right now as far as on the open market for funds to be borrowed?
You got that construction. You send the deals to them to take
it. Isn't that a reimbursement set up?
Yeah. If we took that 285 and added it to 97 right there, it's just too simple. That's your annual savings.
Actually, it'd be 3. Well, if you're talking about all of it or just the upper floor?
About 2 or 3.
Well, that's on the third page. Look at the third page. He's got that already added together.
Well, the other figure, which will really be advantageous, under the line that is estimated annual savings. That is the cost per square foot per year times the square footage. Under the courthouse, we have 139,000 square feet, but in Ford Park, we have 150,000 square feet.
So what's that, 285?
Talk about Ford Park.
Oh,
that's
savings. A raw bulk number.
That's the savings per year.
For the entire complex, right? It's not on a square foot basis.
No,
well, if you divide the square footage
you
into that,
footage, it's about one. Value per square foot.
It's about 1.5.
Mm.
Yeah. So if that's 1.5, this is 1. That's $2.50 a square foot.
Get it for around $12.
Well, that's...
Honeywell, Mark.
I guess
my question, talking about how Ford Park, there was a time when part of that, it
And the
what other buildings around
strictly
aren't included in that?
That's strictly Ford Arena. That's where the big bucks are at
it
Ford Park.
Just be that and the windows
here. Right.
The goal was to try to get all floors.
That would be what my recommendation would be if we can justify the cost savings over the 10-year period.
I would caution, throw that, I said it a little while ago, but I said if those savings prove out to be prove to be true,
right.
I want to make sure it's understood that
sure.
The report is the report, and we have to send it to State Energy Conservation Office for confirmation that they concur with the savings.
So what are we talking about timeline? We've got 90 days on this contract that we currently have.
We have no award yet. We do not have a contract issue.
Okay.
We just have
no. All right. So with that award, is there a timeline on, okay, from, okay, so we're 2.5 months.
So we need to make,
I think the next step for us is to get the energy audit on this building.
Well, what I was getting around to, how long would it take, Gerald, or
yes.
Jose, how long are we talking about potentially delaying this to get a better preliminary number to see whether or not it's worth us pursuing the Lone Star program or not?
Well, I think we need the completed figures from Ford, and then also to have an energy audit done on the historic courthouse.
A detail?
Detailed energy audit, yes, sir. And SECO, the State Energy Conservation Office, will do that at no cost to us, but I don't know what their schedule, their return schedule is. If we request it, how quickly they can get around to it. The alternative is to hire somebody like Honeywell or other companies that do that kind of work and prepare one.
Well, one of our facilities. Mm-hmm.
Any idea on what a detailed audit would cost?
Yes, the engineer that I was speaking to earlier, who is involved in this audit program, estimates an audit for this building about $7,500.
$7,500?
Yeah.
Versus free from the state, or is that this one has to be done regardless?
I'm sorry?
You need an audit anyway.
I
there's a preliminary and a detail. The preliminary is free.
Yes, sir.
The detail is going to cost us whether the state does it or whether we get somebody else to do it. Okay.
Or, you know, if we engage the consultant, we can probably get it done in several weeks.
So in 30 days, we could know whether or not it is, we would qualify for the 10-year payback period under the Lone Star Grant Program, and
right. Then
at that time decide to go for the loan versus using our existing
right. Bid
on our construction for the 5 through 14 on the windows and masonry. Is that correct?
Right, and still keep holding the bid that we have. We're not going to lose it in that length of time.
Okay.
The dollar per square foot.
Yes, the engineer estimated we would save $1 per square foot per year on windows only. Other things are good for more, and that's what the Ford Park
would
see. Well,
then,
we were thinking about $2.50 to $3 per square foot. Oh, combined. Right now,
ten.
The payback period is 10. I think it's worth waiting a month.
Oh, yeah, let's get all the numbers.
We can't take action.
That's right.
And our recommendation would be to test the numbers out and see if we can get to the 10-year payback period. And worst case scenario is we spent a month looking into the situation.
Can y'all do a preliminary look at the initially whether it's going to meet the 10-year threshold?
We'll go through it. Jose has sent us what he has so far, but
Ford Park's not an issue, as big an issue as the courthouse is. We have to do the energy audit for the courthouse, the detailed energy audit. in order to lump it together with the Ford Park detail energy audit. Well, we have just the windows assessed. Now, there's another problem that we want to resolve right now, and that is a repair issue with the duct system. If we can fix that duct system and figure out how much it's going to save us by unclogging and fixing those ducts, that we feel instinctively that there will be significant savings there. Just because it costs so much money to have a fan operating. By fan, I mean those big air blowers that are on the eighth floor.
Okay.
And the next agenda would be for us to place the engaging a consultant to the energy, to do the energy audit for the courthouse on Monday. Yes, sir.
Detail.
No, it'll be $7,500 for the courthouse.
I'll get a proposal on that from him in the next day or so. Okay.
Gerald, just for the record.
Yes.
And we kind of briefly talked about this before, but there are some savings, at least potential savings, to be able to do all the windows and the masonry all under one bid on this courthouse. Is that true? Potentially there are some savings to be had?
Yes, that's right. There would be potentially savings, as Jose said, economy of scale.
Okay.
If we can buy more windows at one time, more rock work at one time, yes.
And of course, time factor, we'd be able to get it done.
Time is probably, escalation is probably the biggest piece of it.
Yeah.
Do it now rather than 2 or 3 years away.
Okay. Thank
you. By the way, the way we have the project split up right now require that we use set up scaffolding twice. Scaffolding is an expensive portion of any work, high work like this. And if we could do it at once, then you don't pay for the second setup of scaffolding.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Unless there's other questions from the court, we're adjourned.